This is episode 94 of the Lost Trail Runner podcast. In this episode, Laura and I are running on the Greenway Trail, and she discusses a race that she participated in a couple of weeks ago. You probably get a kick out of her narrative of what she did. Anyway, after we talked about her race, we just jibber-jabbered and had one of our normal runs. So I hope you enjoy it. What was the name of this race?
The Muddy Duck Run.
The Muddy Duck Run.
It was 3.5 miles.
And it was an obstacle course race.
It was an obstacle course race.
So it's similar. Well, I don't can't say it's similar to a Spartan Run, because Spartan Run, you jump through fire and you pull up on rope.
You do pull up on rope. You do crawl in mud underneath this stuff.
I'm gonna swap sides. But we're doing...
Did you start?
I don't know. No. Let's see here. Okay, we've started.
Okay.
The Muddy Duck Run. Where was it?
It's University of North Georgia.
So it was there
in Gainesville.
Oakwood.
And this might be hard for me.
Well, this is an easy run day.
So the girls from work said, "Oh, you got to do this."
Have they ever done it before?
No. But they give you a rubber duck, and you have to do the 3.5 miles carrying. I don't hear a beep.
I didn't beep. I don't have my Galloway on.
So you had to carry this rubber duck through the whole thing.
Oh, you couldn't lose the duck.
Is that running or not?
That's below the threshold.
Well, I'm not doing that. So. Anyway.
We got to stay up above 110. That's not very high.
They give you this duck. You got to carry it. They said you can't punt it, throw it, kick it. You have to carry it. So, like, okay. So we do this. I cannot do this.
Do what?
You're not. I want my 30-30 back.
Well, stop.
That was past 30-30.
Huh?
So anyways.
What do you mean you can't do your throw? Anyway, go ahead.
So we start down, and I'm going, because it goes right into the trail. You come across these big hay circle bales. You had to crawl over it. So, this ain't that bad. Then they had, like, there's one section where there's a bunch of trees with a string on them. Why are you running so fast now?
Just trying to get up 110.
Oh my gosh.
What?
You're killing me.
You aren't in that bad of shape.
No, but my back is hurting.
Your back?
You said my neck, I mean.
Oh.
So, I'm like, this is cool. They had a place where they had a bunch of trees where it was like roped like a maze. And then you had things you had to climb over. They had a mud pit that had wire, so you had to crawl under the wire. And but at the beginning of that, it had a little sign out there, and it said something about the duck. I don't know what all it said. So when you went through it, they stopped you, and you had to tell how many times it said duck on the sign. Well, I missed it the first time.
You missed it?
Well, because I didn't count the one in the title.
Oh.
Because it had a title. So I had to do the darn thing again.
Oh.
And then, let's see. Oh, the slip and slide. That's why my neck hurts. Because it was a pretty long slip and slide down this big hill. And I was watching people go on their stomachs. Well, it hit grass, and I was like, well, I don't want grass burn.
Yeah.
So I was going to go on my butt. Well, I hit that darn thing, and my feet flew up in front of me.
And so you fell down backwards.
Down backwards and hit my head. So, and then I sprained my thumb. Oh, and I lost my duck. I don't know where my duck went.
You never did get it back?
Nope. Couldn't find it. So.
Well, you're disqualified, right?
Yeah, probably. Yep. And then, let's see. What else? We went through this big giant culvert. It was dark. Uh-huh. Oh, because we crossed through the creek twice. And then we went in this culvert. The duck is in the creek. And it was above the water line, so you're like, you don't know how deep it is. So I kind of stepped down there and I was like, oh, this isn't too bad. Well, about a foot out there, it went. And I fell and hit my knee on rocks. I'm like, I am too old for this crap. So, anyway, I don't even know what my time was.
Well, how'd your buddies do?
We all stayed together.
Oh.
In case one of us, you know.
Yeah.
But it was different. But I don't know. Because I'm pretty, that I was pretty up for adventure, but
yeah.
I guess I'm too old for adventure.
This way.
So, needless to say, my neck is still hurting. Because I probably gave myself whiplash. But, anyway, you're killing me.
Who is?
You are.
Why you
making
say
me
that?
Talk and run at the same time.
Well, you must be in okay shape if you can talk and run at the same
time.
Yeah,
not hardly.
Every time it beeps, we gotta start running. Well, if I registered for Athens by yesterday, it was $50.
Oh, that's not bad.
So I registered today and it cost me $60.
Oh. Well.
And it's October 19th.
Yeah.
So.
I got the email.
I figure I know when it is I can actually train. Try to beat last year's time. What?
I've only been doing 30-30.
Huh? What do you think we're doing?
No, we are not doing 30-30.
Well, I'm stopping before we get to the top of my... So I got this thing set for zone 2. And I really have it... The low part... Lower... than zone 2. And we haven't even got to the high. I've been stopping and walking before we even got there. Since you're...
Dying?
Yeah. Pretty much.
So anyways, the two ladies I did it with was... One just turned 30 last week. But Melanie was 50. She's 52.
Yeah.
And she did it. But she went around a couple of the obstacles.
Oh. Well, don't... Well, in the Spartan race, if you... can't do an obstacle, then you have to do a set of exercises.
Oh, no, they didn't do that.
To make up for it. Like if there's one you can't do,
right,
then you have to do those push-ups where you stand
right
up and then go down and push up and stand up
again. Burpees.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Got to do that kind of thing.
That means to...
Yeah, it does.
So, anyway,
So what was your time?
I don't know. I didn't wear a watch because we were in the creek and all sorts of crap, bubbles and mud.
Was it just pictures around in those big fields out down down here in the bottom?
Yeah, and the trail.
Trail. Oh, okay.
So I have pictures.
All right, time to run again. You took pictures before and after?
Yeah. Yep.
You didn't finish last, though.
But not only that, afterwards, there was a little sign they posted that people didn't want their duck, so I got myself a duck.
Oh.
Souvenir.
Did you have to have it when you finished?
They didn't check it.
Oh.
You were supposed to. I mean, that was the point, but.
Oh. I probably figured if anybody finished it, that was okay, huh?
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Because you had walls you had to climb over.
Yeah.
All sorts of stuff. But.
Well, I haven't had any races lately. Just the track club race that I
didn't go to.
That I registered for and then slept in.
Yeah, but we've had crazy weather.
Well, yeah. It didn't have anything to do with the weather. I was just lazy.
Well.
That Friday night. I think I stayed up late when I should have gone to bed early.
Yeah.
And then I said, I'm not going to get up at that time to go over there. So I just didn't, you know. There wasn't any money involved. I didn't have to, you know.
Oh, yeah. It's
if I had to pay an entry fee, I would have gone.
Dad.
Huh?
You're going in the mud.
Around the mud. I was wondering how this trail would be after the. It never did rain.
It didn't hardly at our house either, but now south, my folks that work for me, they had trees down. And
they live on the west side of town? Over there.
Like
south or
south?
Oh,
west.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
What?
I think it's time to walk.
Oh. All right.
Oh, Dad. Yeah, and then Melanie and I decided we were fat, so we needed to have a contest.
Oh.
Who can lose weight? Oh, Lordy.
Well, are you still on track with your Galloway half?
I am. I might be a week behind.
Oh.
Well, this
week was
all
prep. It's only been about 2 or 3 weeks.
Well, I came and ran 2 times when you weren't here.
Yeah.
So.
Huh.
Oh, that's time to stop.
Huh?
No, I'm beat.
That meant we dropped below the threshold.
Maybe I was just stiff.
From what?
My neck.
Oh.
Well, it's feeling a little better.
Feeling better now?
A little.
Picked 3 races for the year.
Yeah.
And you can't run one of them.
Each tree.
Yep.
Okay.
So I want to run the Xterra 15K.
You are picking long ones.
Down in Jackson.
Yeah.
That's the end of this month or the first part of June. See if I actually do it. I like that race, but it's one, if I know I'm not in shape for it,
you don't want to do it.
I don't even want to start. Because when I've been in fairly decent shape, right about 8.5 to 9 miles, I start getting calf cramps in that race.
Oh,
every
yeah,
time.
I remember.
Every time, and no other race have I done that.
Right.
I think it has to do with hydration, but because I don't drink that much while I'm running.
Yeah. Well, they only trail got like, it's hard too. I mean.
Yeah. So. And the times I run it, it's been in June both times that I ran it, or three times I ran it.
Right.
And it was hot.
Right.
And humid.
Yeah.
So. Oh, what do we have here?
A down tree.
I guess we'll walk through there, huh?
Yeah. I guess we're gonna have to. Somehow.
I think on the right there.
Oh, right.
Right over there on the right. Okay, we can start walking here to get in shape for it.
Yeah, I said I'm not doing obstacles, remember?
Well, here you go.
Yeah. A big tree.
Looks like it took down more than one, or is that just big one big tree?
I don't know. I think it's just one.
Step through here. I'm tripping on it. Ow!
Yeah.
Knocked myself out. Huh. And we only got 4 minutes before we turn around. I had a good run yesterday. I went over to Mountain Park and did an interval workout. Did 5 times 3 minutes fast.
Right.
With 1.5 minutes recovery.
Right.
When we say fast, it wasn't fast. I think my fastest.
Yeah, our fast is not fast anymore.
My fastest one was like a 9:45. I was running comfortable.
Right.
Pretty much. Just trying to get my heart rate up.
Right.
Whatever it took to get it up in the zone. And then once I got in the zone, I didn't try to push it.
Right.
So. But I stayed between 9:45 and 10:17 for all 5 of them. Okay. Walked Monday, ran Tuesday, ran Wednesday, and I'm running today. So, I think tomorrow's an off day.
We're going to Alabama to Wilson.
Oh, yeah. The tournament?
Practice.
Practice.
Because Trent's big tournament is in 1 month.
That's the one over there?
Yep. So I'm going.
That's the one you got a free entry in or
yep,
whatever?
Yep, and they're paying our. Yeah, you should see. I looked up the accommodations, and it's a Marriott spa. It's nice as crud.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I'm like, I'm going to go to the pool while he's fishing.
Yeah.
Or, you know, I can go run. Uh-huh. And it's nice. Very nice.
Oh, you don't have to fish.
No, I'm not fishing. I didn't make it. So, I'm going with him this weekend, and then Memorial weekend, he's going by himself, so he can concentrate, because that's the last weekend before the cutoff.
Yeah.
And then, my mom's coming that weekend.
Uh-huh.
And then, then I go on vacation the next week for the tournament.
Oh.
So.
Okay. We're getting up near the top of zone 2.
Well.
So.
I'm slowing you down.
I don't know. I didn't really want to.
Well, because you're not supposed to run
push
today.
It today. Huh?
We're not.
Yeah, it's on my schedule. But it's just an easy 40 minutes.
Right.
So, it's not something I'm trying to run a certain pace or anything. I'm just trying to stay in the zone. We turn around in 30 seconds, so. Before we turn around. Oh, we can go all the way to the top.
No.
No? Why not?
Why not?
Huh?
I'm already lying. That doesn't mean run all the way to the top.
Well, what do you mean? Well, we might as well turn around.
Yeah.
If we're not going to run to the top. Oh.
Oh, Lordy.
So when was the last time we did a recording? It was...
maybe a month ago.
A month ago.
And I'm sure I don't sound any better.
I can't keep track because we're not that consistent.
Well, I know because... And like today, I was already changed. I was ready to go out the door.
Uh-huh.
And I got stopped. So it got me about 15 or 20 minutes behind.
Uh-huh.
Which,
oh, well. That was okay with me. I wasn't in any rush. And the sun's out.
I know, for a change.
And it won't get dark till about 8:30, so.
And it's supposed to be... beautiful until at least next Thursday.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Good.
I know. Now.
Just as long as it isn't overly hot.
Now, can you run Monday or not?
Monday?
Yeah.
Just depends what time I finish.
Okay. Because Tuesday I have a hair appointment.
What time?
5:30.
Oh. Okay. Let's see what we're averaging here. We're averaging 12:37. That's not bad. Nope. Joe's gonna do a, I think it's a 15K this weekend.
He's crazy.
And I gave him one of my timers.
Right. Beeper.
And set it up for him 30-30.
Oh, did you?
And told him to do it. He says, well, I like to run on my own and do what I want to do. And I said,
walk.
I said, I guarantee you if you use this thing,
yeah,
and run when you're supposed to and walk when you're supposed to, you're going to have a faster time than your run when I want to, walk when I want to.
I know.
Well, I don't know if I'll use it or not. And I said, well, do it. That's your assignment.
That's the test.
Yeah.
To see, does it really work?
Okay. See if he's motivated enough to do it.
Yeah, really.
I mean, if I'm going to run in a race, at least I want to
try to
get the best time I can, you know? Uh-huh. I mean, I might be slow, but I want to get the best slow.
The best slow?
Yeah.
That's the way to look at it. That's why I went into that, because I was ahead of my friends.
Uh-huh.
Because the running part... I was good. It just was the obstacles.
Yeah.
Those were true obstacles.
Yeah.
I don't know. See, I need to go on their website. I didn't go look.
I think if I get him to do it once and he actually does it.
Right.
And then he goes, oh, wow.
Yeah.
I knocked off 10 or 20 minutes here.
Yeah.
He'll go, okay, I'll do it.
Yeah.
Particularly when he finds out it's not any harder.
Right.
It's just you don't die.
Right.
You have to take a ticket to get through here now.
Oh, yeah.
And we'll get there before they do. And I can bump my head on the tree again. Yeah, I've been trying to talk him into doing it for a long time.
I know.
But today, I always keep a timer in that bag of mine.
Right.
Because I got three of them.
Yeah.
And I said, why don't you try this? And he goes, well, I might. So I pulled it out and I said,
here,
he said,
set it
on 30-30.
Yeah, I mean.
He'd really be surprised.
Yeah.
Oh. Like hell.
Don't knock it on me.
You did.
Not here. On that thing.
Oh.
On that swimming
fly. Okay. I heard a beep.
That was beep.
Any beep counts now.
Oh.
What was that beep?
2 miles.
Oh, okay. So you're still in the beginner.
Yeah. I'm always going to be a beginner.
No, but I mean the one, that
Five
particular
miles.
One is the...
Yes, I'm the beginner.
Is the beginner.
Yeah.
Because he's got the other one that's...
What I did last time, I
think. There's one that's above that one that's no time... You know,
yeah.
Goal. And then the one after that's the time goal one.
Right. The one first one is just finish.
Yeah. See, I got my time goal pace band on.
So you can get used to it.
Well, this is my goal. When I registered, I told them
215?
No, I told him 220. And this is 215, so.
I gotta lose about 20 pounds before I can do. Is that one I did 218?
Yeah. See, back in 2011, 2010, I did that. 13.1, Atlanta, 13.1.
Right.
Yeah, I did it in 212.
What?
And then I did it in 216. And then I did at Athens in like 230 something. Slow. Oh, I think the third time I did the Atlanta 13.1. I think I did it in a 229 one year.
Right.
And that was kind of when I wasn't training
right.
or anything. And I felt like I was going to do Athens better, but the last 3 miles surprised me with
yeah.
the pills.
Really?
I was
that
talking
really
to Joe today and
he said,
well, you told me it was a flat course. I said, well, that's because
the first 10 minutes
we quit 10 riding
miles.
The course when it went into the
stadium part.
Well, not the stadium part, but the
downtown,
campus when it went
yeah.
on George's campus. That's when we
yeah.
quit. Well, that's where the hills are.
I know. 3 miles worth.
And he goes, blah. You told me it was all flat and downhill.
No, it is not.
I said, well, until mile about 10.
I think it started at 8.
Might have. There was a little uphill. You went underneath loop 10.
Yeah.
You turned to the left and ran on the road
up that
parallel.
Hill.
You went up and then you came down
right.
And turned that road that went down and turned right to the campus.
Yeah.
So that was probably the 8th or 9th mile. Then you went on the campus and that's when it started doing its thing.
Yeah.
And really, if you're in decent shape, those hills aren't that
bad. I know. But when you're not.
The worst hill was the one running up next to the stadium.
Yeah, at the end.
Yeah.
I know. When I was like.
But then you got a good downhill coming into the stadium and then around.
But I was like, please, hip, make it one more mile. Man, that hurt my hips those last 3 miles.
Yeah. And then, of course, after Jill finished that race, he walked back up to town.
Right.
I said, you should have caught the bus. Well, I didn't see no bus. Huh. They just walk out front. It was right there.
I was not about to walk.
So. Okay. How we're doing here. We've slowed down to 12:44.
Oh, well.
What?
I said, oh well. Good idea. Looks like she was studying and walking.
Oh.
She had flashcards.
Walk right into something. Okay. I know. We gotta get back to about 12:30 pace. Rain, hardly hear it. Now you're picking up pace. See, I'm just chugging along.
Yeah.
You finally caught up, see? Just warming up. It's a long train. Okay. I'm trying to stop about the same heart rate each time. Not quite up to the
max
yet. Yeah, see, I'd like days like this. It's about 68 degrees.
Yes, perfect.
Sunny. No wind.
Perfect.
Just a noisy train to record.
There it
goes. We got 5:40 left. Just about right.
Yep. So what else is new?
Well, I don't know. My Fitbit broke and I...
What?
My Fitbit quit working.
Why?
It just quit lighting up and counting. So they don't have a website. I mean, phone number, just got to email them.
Right.
And they replace it free. Yeah. So I told them what was wrong with it. They told me how to check it, you know. And then they wanted a copy of my receipt. And I emailed that to them. I said, one will be in the mail.
And what, you throw yours away?
Yeah. Well, they said dispose of it, like in a tech recycling thing. I haven't done anything with it yet. But the week I didn't have it, I took Rhonda's Fitbit Zip that she's got and switched it to my account and used it. So I didn't lose that many days.
Right.
I think I lost two. Okay. First time we made it all the way to the top.
Yeah, because we're ready to go. I just don't, man, the first couple, or half mile, I guess.
Yeah, well, that's what you ought to do, is set your heart rate zones on your Garmin and use them instead of the beeper.
Right.
And run up to the top of your zone and back down.
Right.
When you first start doing that, it's harder to do.
Yeah, because you're running, walking. I mean, you're like, right when you start running, you're supposed to walk.
Well, it just depends. Sometimes it's hard to get to the top of the zone, so you end up running longer.
Right.
When you don't want to.
Oh.
But then after a while, it gets easier.
Right.
So you actually get in better shape than doing what we've been doing. So that's what I've been doing lately, just using the threshold on my Garmin. So,
you know, how come it hasn't?
Yeah.
Every time I
don't even talk about it. As soon as you do, it'll beep. Yeah. We got 2:32 left. No, you got a long way to go before you. After I croak, then that's when you,
then I say,
you have to go past that. And then you'll be too old. Okay. That must have been yours.
It was 3 miles.
Yes, 3 miles.
What's our average?
12:47. It's not too bad for an easy run. It is easy, right?
Yeah.
We got a minute and a half left. We could just run all the way to the finish. Huh?
After we get up to this corner.
What corner?
This one.
Would you consider this an uphill?
Yeah.
get on the bridge. There.
I'll get there.
Think so?
Yep.
We'll get at least 3.1 in.
I think we're farther than that. We'll be 3.2. That'll be my farthest.
Maybe. I did 3.23 yesterday doing my intervals. But I was walking a minute and a half between each one of them. I got 3.15.
Which is one.
Now we get this noise.
0.1 of 1 farther. The other, yeah, it is 3.17.
Got a 12:42 average for me. You should have better than that.
Yeah, 12:35.
Yeah. But mine's right. I cut the tangents. Greenway Trail.
Glad I did that today.
Huh?
I said, I'm glad I did that.
So you ran Tuesday?
My days are lost this week.
So that was the day I couldn't make it.
At home.
You ran at home?
Yeah.
Your home course but I've is been, harder than running.
Yeah, I know.
Here.
I don't know why I do that, just so I'm at home.
Oh.
But
you got a lot of hills over there.
But the two times before that you didn't come, I came here.
Oh.
Well, the one day you got here right when I was finished.
Yeah.
And then the Tuesday before that, you had a dentist appointment or something, right?
Yeah. I ended up running that day, but just later. Well, I guess that's the end of the run and the end of this recording. What do you think?
What are you going to get out of that?
Nothing.
I know.
Well, then say goodbye.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Hey, thanks for listening to today's podcast. We'll be here next time. Keep the emails coming in and be sure to subscribe.